We are there to implement a number of policy decisions that have been made by the head of state and governments through the African Union. Now, if you go a little bit back, you will find a number of declarations, the Bamako Declaration, the Algeria Declaration, in which ministers and officials of the continent called upon the African Union and thus the NEPAD to play a role in facilitating the creation of enabling conditions so that we could use bilateral cooperation, international partnership to build systems in terms of health and research for health to ensure health equity on the continent.
What is the time estimate to see the outcome of this and to expand it possibly across the continent?
Well, already we are working. For instance, from this initiative, we have brought in the WHO. WHO is a sub-agency that takes care of health in the ECOWAS region. And we are working already with WHO. That is trying to support post-conflict countries in West Africa. Meaning, in addition to the three countries, we have Liberia, we have Sierra Leone, we have Mali, and we have Guinea-Bissau. So we are expanding already. So the current phase of implementation is for 4 years, so meaning up to 2014. In the meantime, we are working with other development partners to try to fill the gaps, especially in Central Africa. So if it works, we will be moving into the countries where there is a dire need of building capacity, like in post-conflict countries of Central Africa.
Sometimes government financing some of these health research can be challenging. So it falls on the international donor community and partners to fund this. How has the government been engaging with you in order to improve their health management system, to improve the health of their own citizens?
Yes, but this is a very, very good question, and this is the main challenge for African countries. Indeed, what we are trying to do is, first of all, make sure that the countries own the entire process. Because by owning the entire process, hopefully, we think they will have to invest in it. Though, as you may know, investing in the health sector is a real challenge. But we have different models, for instance. We have an initiative which started with donor funding, and more specifically with the Canadian CEDA. And this is the project on School of Forestry in the Congo Basin. This project started with a professor of the University of Laval in Canada. Developed a proposal and was granted with 5 million Canadian dollars to start a school of forestry in the Congo Basin region, meaning three countries, DRC, Gabon, and Cameroon. The project has been so successful that all the countries of the Central African region want to be part of it. Now, the good news is those countries, in terms of forestry, they are very well organized. They have a sub-regional organization, COMEFA, which is based in Yaoundé, Cameroon, which was brought on board with specific requests to fundraise so that the Africans can take ownership. And COMEFAC has mobilized close to $40 million US dollars from the African Development Bank. So this is a model that could be replicated.
So what would be your message to African leaders who will make promises of, well, we want our citizens to improve? All these symposiums, health seminars are held, they promise, but nothing happens.
Yes, my message is very simple. You will not be independent, a father in a house, if your neighbor is in charge of feeding your wife and your children. Until you understand that, you take full responsibility and charge of your own family, I don't see how you will be respected as a father.